come here. I want to... Oh,
George, you shouldn't have walked between Jerry and me.
Oh, I'm sorry, fellas.
We'll fix it. Bread and butter, Dan.
Bread and butter.
What goes up in the chimney?
Smoke.
What do you smoke?
Chesterfield.
Right, and that's our bread and butter.
Which means that Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Possible smoke for all you folks.
Round off for Chesterfield. Round off for Chesterfield. Try a batch of Chesterfield.
And do it today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Time to do our weekly Tuesday night sounding off for Chesterfield. My partner, Jerry Lewis, will be bounding in on the next pogo stick. So while we're waiting for the boisterous little bounder, what do you say we start things humming with a tuneful little earful of music? So, Richard, it is you is or is you ain't my conductor. Thank you, folks, and right now...
Shut the window, lock the door, they're after me, they're after me!
Oh, it's Jerry Lewis! All right, now, Jerry, you just calm yourself down. Now, who's after you?
The finance company, they want to take back my arm.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What makes you think the finance company wants to take back your arm?
I missed 2 payments on my vaccination.
I find out new things about you every day. I know all about the 6 years we've worked together, but what about your childhood?
Well, when I was born, I was very young. I was nothing years old. And until I was 5 years old, I couldn't see.
Couldn't see?
No, my mother was nearsighted. She kept diapering the wrong end.
I imagine your father must have had some plans for your future. Tell me, Jeff, when your father first saw you, what did he want you to be?
Somebody else's son.
Besides that, what business did he want you to go into?
Same thing as my uncle.
You mean your artist uncle, the one who makes the hand-painted matzo balls?
No, Uncle Hefty. Brady. He's an inspector in the Tiddlywinks factory.
Sounds like a civil service job. An inspector? An inspector in the Tiddlywinks factory?
Oh, he was a specialist, you understand. It was his job to decide which were the boy tiddlywinks and which were the girl tiddlywinks.
You mean there was a way he could tell the difference between the guys and dolls?
Oh, to be sure. As the tiddlywinks came down the assembly line, my uncle would wink at them.
And the tiddlywinks that winked back
why,
were the girls.
Yeah.
Someone who comes from a family of tiddlywinks. Dean Martin, you've insulted my family, and we Lewises don't take these things lightly. We're a proud clan, and I therefore challenge you to a duel.
You may do your own field of honor.
But, Jerry, I don't have any field.
Then we're even. I don't have any honor. Here's my card.
Your card? What's this thing here?
That's the family coat of arms. 2 cross salamis on a field of chopped liver.
You don't mean a real duel with pistols, do you?
Wait, wait, do you understand? We shall meet tomorrow morning at dawn. And if I'm not there by 6 o'clock,
Yeah? Start
without me.
Yeah, you must be kidding about all this.
Hardly, Mr. Martin. We shall settle this insult in blood. I'm going now.
Where?
To get some.
I'll be seeing you.
What?
I said I'll be seeing you.
In every lovely summer's day,
in everything that's light and gay,
I'll always think of you that way.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through,
I'll be looking at the moon.
You know, there's nothing quite so blue as the blues when they're set to music. But when a songwriter stirs up the usual blues and throws in a few sentimental wedding bells for good measure, he's liable to have cooked up one of the season's top hit blue ballads. And here it is.
Mr. Martin. Oh, Mr. Martin.
What is it, Mr. Lewis?
As you recall, you have insulted my family, and I challenge you to a duel. However, we'll have to call off the duel because of something I just found out.
What is that?
I'm a coward.
Well, it's just as well we called it off, Jay. If we didn't, we might have been arrested. After all, we have laws in this country. And tonight, I've invited as our guest a star who is a staunch supporter of law enforcement on his own shows. The dynamic young personality of radio and TV, the star of Dragnet, Jack Witt! Jerry, this is Jack Webb from Dragnet TV.
Well, how do you do? I'm Jerry Lewis from Newark, NJ.
No, Jerry, I'm from the television show Dragnet.
Oh, I saw you last week on a new set Dean gave me for Christmas.
Jerry, that wasn't a TV set I gave you. It was a washing machine.
No wonder the cops and robbers were chasing each other in their underwear.
I'm sorry you missed the real thing, Jerry. It was the story of a policeman who guarded the catch of the fishing fleet.
Yeah, it was called the Cape Cod Tipper Keeper Cooper Caper.
The Cape Cod Tipper Keeper Cooper Caper?
You heard him, Jerry. The Cape Cod Tipper Keeper Cooper Caper.
Now, the villain was a camper named Cooper who worked in a bottle factory. First as a corker, then as a capper. Yeah, you see, the fishing boat was a clipper, and the thief was killed in the church steeple. There was a big bell up there, and he was clobbered with a clapper.
Wow, the Cape Cod Clipper Steve.
What, Jan?
We couldn't get Sam Spade?
No. You're here to see if you could help me. After all, we have something in common. Our sponsor.
Yeah, that's right, Dean. On Dragnet, I work for Chesterfield, and on your show, you work for Chesterfield.
That's right, Jerry. We're both working for Chesterfield.
Sometimes I wish we were working for money.
Now, Jack, here's my problem. Jerry tells me to a duel, and, well, I'd sure hate to put a bullet between his eyes.
Well, that's impossible, Dean. Between his eyes, there ain't room for a bullet.
Because I have a very skinny head.
Yes.
Jerry, look, we have laws against dueling, same as we have laws against speeding. A car can be a very dangerous weapon.
I'll say, yesterday I was crossing the street when I saw a car coming at me. I ran a free flight of stairs into my apartment, rushed into the closet, and locked the door.
What happened?
He got me anyway.
A thing like that calls for at least a ticket.
You did? I paid a $10 fine.
You paid a fine for what?
Running without a license.
That's terrible, Jay. What happened to the driver of the car that hit you?
Nothing, Dean, but he won't get away.
Well, you mean you got his number?
No, but I'll never forget his laugh.
You'll never forget his laugh.
Pardon me, sir. Would you do that again?
Certainly.
Mr. Webb, would you please get your car out of my closet?
Stop it, Jerry. If anyone looks out for public safety, it's Jack West. Millions of people listen to and watch his show every week.
Well, thanks, Dean, but it's the kids I'd like to reach. Unfortunately, most of them are only interested in fairy tales.
Well, tonight, why don't you do a fairy tale as you would do it on your Dragnet show?
Well, that's well, I'd like to, but I'm not prepared.
We are. Benjamin, come here, you old hound dog.
The Chesterfield much milder players bring you King Size Dean Martin and Jack Webb with regular size Jerry Lewis. In a hastily rehearsed play about the three bears, our version of Dragnet concerns a blonde moll called Goldilocks, who woke up with not one curl of her golden tresses out of place. And it's entitled Hairnet. This is the city. There's nothing around here but chipmunks, rabbits, trees, forests. This is the city. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I wear yellow shoes, an Argyle beret, a plaid coat with satin lapels. I'm a plainclothesman.
somebody's younger brother. My name is Thursday. I'm a cop, too. All day long, I pound the beat. I make my own boss.
I'm Friday's older brother. My name is a week from Tuesday. I'm a special agent for the crime commission. For every crime, I get a 10% commission.
Hello, homicide. Thursday speaking. No, Saturday and Sunday is on for the weekend. What's that? I'll get the police microphone. Calling all cars. Calling car 84. Officer Frumpkiss. Watch your windshield. Someone is stealing your radiator cap. That is all.
Morning, Thurs.
Hi, Fry.
Anything new in the Three Bears case? We found out who tasted the little bear's porridge yet and made it all gone.
No, but I brought in our chief suspect, Goldilocks. I talked to her alone for an hour.
Does she know anything?
She does now.
Hi, Fry. Hi, Thurs.
Hi, week from Tuesday.
I just found a body out in the street.
Good. You may keep it for your honor.
But it was Goldilocks.
Goldilocks?
Yeah, she was found wearing a derby and flash.
Well, at least she died like a man.
Here's the hospital report on Father Bear. He's dead. They just performed the autopsy.
What'd he die from?
The autopsy.
Hello? Homicide, Friday speaking. No, hi, Wednesday. Okay. Mama Bear has been murdered, too. She was pushed into a freezing vat at the popsicle factory.
Look, a report's coming in on the teletype. About the baby bear. It happened again.
You mean somebody tasted his porridge?
Worse than that. Somebody pinched his feet.
Sounds like the work of a Maroon gang. Let's go to the bear's house and investigate.
So we climbed into the car and I got behind the wheel. I knew we were heading for trouble. I can't drive. Really very foggy, so I followed the white line on the road. I drove for 20 miles, and then I found out what I was following wasn't a white line. It was a good Yuma truck with its vanilla leaking.
When we got to the bear's house, I peeked through the keyhole with one eye. I saw something very strange with my other eye. While I was speaking, someone wrapped the door around my head. In here, Furs, and week from. This is where the bears live.
How do you know this is the place where the bears live?
Well, look what's on the floor. A people skin rug.
And there's a little baby bear. He's been murdered.
Yeah. The body's in a strange position. His back is arched and his legs are sticking up in the air. How do you figure it, Thurs?
Obvious. He was beaten to death with a contour chair.
Wait a minute. Are we sure this is the baby bear? There was something strange about the corpse. I checked the bear's fur more closely. It wasn't a bear at all. It was a mink-dyed halibut. I thought I smelled something fishy. Yeah, well, the killer must still be here. The body's still warm.
It should be. It's on the stove.
For a moment, I thought I had him. I'll tell you what. You examine the body for a bullet and then check with ballistics.
What's ballistics?
Well, I don't know, but on Dragnet, we always say that.
Oh.
I'll fix the closet for the killer. Nobody there. Nobody there. Nobody there.
searched high and low, but there were no more jokes left in the house, so we decided to search the barn.
It's awful dark in this barn.
Well, hold my hand, sir.
Okay, Fry. Hey, Fry. Fry, where are you?
I'm over here.
And whose fingers am I holding?
Killer here.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot. I'll confess.
Who are you?
My name's Cooper.
Oh, you're the camper from the Cape Cod Kipper Keeper, Cooper Keeper.
Yeah, the fellow who works in the bottle factory as a corker and a capper.
No, I used to. Now I work in a rug factory as a carpet clipper.
A carpet clipper? I'm letting you go.
You're letting the killer go? Why?
It's easier than having to say this is a Cape Cod camper, Cooper, corker, capper, capper, carpet, clipper, keeper, capper, Cooper, Cape Cod camper.
Job. You can sing for me anytime.
Thanks, Jack, and you can guess for us anytime, too. How about that, Jerry?
Splendid, old chap, splendid.
Say, look, how about you boys having lunch with me sometime?
Love to.
Not me. I went to a restaurant today, ate a businessman's lunch, and was thrown out.
You were thrown out for eating a businessman's lunch? Why?
The businessman wanted to eat it himself.
Jack, I know you've got to be coming along now, but don't forget your job, you know. Get him.
Yes, sir. Get everybody to change to Chesterfield. Friends, Dean, Jerry, and I wouldn't ask you to try Chesterfield if we didn't know Chesterfield is best for you.
Best because they're first to give you scientific evidence on the effects of smoking.
And best because only Chesterfield gives you premium quality in both regular and king size.
That's right, folks. Chesterfield is best for you. Regular or king size, they give you all the pleasure the modern cigarette can give.
So your job, get him. Get Chesterfield today.
Well, so long, boys. It was swell being here. Good night.
Good night, Jack.
And thank you so much. Jack West.